Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome along to the Continue Club. It is time for another retro episode of Press X to Continue. If you don't know, this is the place where we share classic episodes of the podcast from days gone by when it used to live on the BBC. Now, we are on a run of 2022 episodes at the moment, okay? So this one comes from May of that year, where Elle's the Witch and Glenn Moore join us to share their desert island games. Enjoy. Okay, right, so before we get into the news, because there has been some quite big news this week, what have you been playing, Els, recently? What's been in your console?
Right, well, I've been quite busy recently, and I went on holiday.
You have been on holiday. I mean, we've been not looking at your Instagram, because you're on holiday, and we're not.
So I haven't been on my console that much, but I have a guilty pleasure game, which is a mobile game, and it's called Water Sort Puzzle. I don't know if anyone else has played it, but I am addicted to it. It's so good. All you have to do is you basically get given loads of tubes with different colours in. You have to assort the colours into the right tubes. And it sounds really boring, but it is amazing.
So yeah. It's admin. It's work while you're on holiday.
Yeah, it's kind of like Sudoku, but you're rearranging colours.
Right. Yeah. That's good. You've gone halfway across the world to play that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's basically, I was stuck on one level the entire flight, and the flight was 4 hours.
Glenn, what's been going on with you?
I've been playing Ghostwire Tokyo, which is quite good.
Yeah, it looks slick.
It looks really slick, but that is the main compliment I can give it.
I think
it's too glossy to be a good horror game, but I don't think that's necessarily what it's going for.
Yeah.
And then I'm also playing Weird West, which is a really fun, ambitious game, but its ambition stops it from being too fun.
You know what's ambitious is the amount of games you get through in a week. You're impressive. Your game sort of ratio. Well,
it comes completely at the expense of any personality.
I know, I'm still on Dune Spice Wars, mate. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, is that you?
Yeah, mate, that's me now. See you later.
Loads of spices to trade.
Yeah, this is going to be a boring rest of the year for this podcast because basically I think I've just found my game. What have you been playing, I know?
I've recently been playing Before Your Eyes, BAFTA winning indie title. It's a really cool concept. It's a story-driven game, right? But you play it with your eyes. Basically, you have a webcam and the webcam detects every time you blink, and every time you blink it fast forwards the game in time.
Press X to continue. Sad news of more delays. I feel like this has become a theme of our podcast in recent months. So this time, game developer Bethesda has officially confirmed that the much-hyped RPG Starfield, it's been delayed. It's been pushed back to the first half of 2023. Supposed to be coming out before Christmas. It was my game that I was excited about this year, Einel. And as well as Zelda being pushed back, the back end of 2022 is looking a bit sparse now, isn't it?
It depends. It's looking sparse depending on which consoles or platforms you're on. If you're on PlayStation and Xbox, then yeah, it's kind of looking dicey, particularly for Xbox in terms of their first party output. I don't think they have any first party announced titles that are coming out this year. But if you're on Nintendo's side, look, Nintendo got loads of games coming out this holiday season. They got Xenoblade Chronicles 3, they got Splatoon 3, Fire Emblem Warriors, Three Houses, all the threes, Mario Strikers, Mario and Rabbids. They got loads of games coming out on Nintendo. So if you're on Nintendo, you're cool. Xbox and PlayStation, first
maybe
party.
Not so much, yeah. Okay, so I know it's pretty positive, Els. Do you worry too much about having enough to play, or what do you think?
I've got way too many games. There's so many games out. I know we all look forward to new releases and stuff, but there is so many games that I have on my console that I've not even played. But one thing I was going to say, I feel like the gaming companies need to start doing a Beyonce and don't announce that you've got... I know the whole thing is like go to these conventions and do the whole big game announcement. Just drop the game and see what happens, because I can't... I don't like these, are we going to release it at this point, and then they have to delay, and then there's loads of pressure on the developers and things like that. I think just surprise us and just drop a game.
Yeah. I'm with Elle.
I know, you've said this before, when you shadow dropping games like Beyonce, Taylor Swift.
Like what Elle said, do a Beyonce. Come on.
The issue is that games don't necessarily get the same sort of mainstream publicity as like an album or a film. And there is a chance that you'd be just in the shops one day if you're not like a really proper avid gamer and be like, New God of War's been out for 2 years. But that could happen to you.
Okay, so those are the games that we know aren't coming out. But we're all about positivity here on Press X to Continue, aren't we? So let's try and talk about a game that is out that you can play right now.
I'm running out of time, Elizabeth. The land is dying. People are suffering. Soon, they'll starve. And the machines meant to help us are out of control. I have to find a way to fix it all. And the answer is somewhere out in the Forbidden West.
Let's get into Horizon Forbidden West, which Einel, I think, was given a bit of a rough ride because it came out just ahead of Elden Ring, which totally dominated coverage. You've been getting into Horizon. It's a glorious game, you know, visually. Aloy's a really interesting lead character. How are you vibing with Forbidden West?
I'll say this off the top. Horizon Forbidden West is probably the best looking video game ever made.
Mm-hmm. Big!
It is though. There's nothing that looks nicer than
ever made.
It just looks incredible. Like I've not seen the graphics optimized in that way before.
Because it's people, isn't it? That's what usually lets graphics down. Yeah. But Aloy looks
it's
great.
It's even just minuscule hairs on her like cheek and stuff. It's mad. Yeah. It is so detailed.
Okay, right. So graphics, big tick. What about the game itself, Einel?
The game itself, the first Horizon, Zero Dawn. Hated it.
Did you hate it?
Hated it.
I loved that game.
I loved it.
Okay.
However, this sequel has addressed a lot of the concerns and issues I had with the first game. It was very by the numbers. It felt very Ubisoft in terms of doing like a open world game. There was markers everywhere, icons all over my map. Like I wasn't really drawn to any locations I wanted to just explore. I was told to go here, told to go there. All the characters In the first game, hated Aloy, and so I hated all the characters. So why am I going to like these characters that all hate me and are all bullying me? First off, so I hated all the characters, and then I felt that they dropped the ball with Aloy herself as a character. Like Horizon, the series so far leans on so many different cultures and different kind of styles and tribalism and things like that. And yeah, I was like, oh, they've gone with a white female protagonist, and I was like, that it dropped missed the ball here to really have like a personal color represented as the lead role in a game like this.
Yeah,
and I was like, and that's what let me down. However, in the sequel now, a lot of that stuff's been addressed. A lot of the characters are more, like, in terms of the cutscenes and how they're done, they're way more personable. It doesn't have that uncanny valley like the first game kind of had. It doesn't feel as robotic. It feels a lot more organic, the conversations. The voiceover in general, I think, is a lot better. Representation? Whoa! I'm seeing all sorts of character models that I've never, ever seen in games before. And I'm like, yeah, of course. You're going to get people... This is based on America. America is full of loads of different cultures and people from all walks of life that have kind of emigrated there. Of course you're going to see all these different faces. And finally, I'm seeing that, and this is probably the best representations of humans I've seen in a game.
The moment-to-moment gameplay, Glenn, I know you've played a lot of this game as well, I think is really exciting. I think fighting is really exciting. Sneaking around is really great. I know it's a bit of a trope. No, hide in the long grass and they can't see you all of a sudden. There's still a lot of that going on, but I think the moment-to-moment gameplay is really fun. The action sequences are great.
It is really, really fun, and the game is geared towards, at all times, you as the player having fun. They're trying to make things less of a chore. Sure, there are loads and loads of those Ubisoft desks. You can collect this, you can do that, but none of it's like pivotal to the gameplay. You can just focus on the main story.
Ubisoft getting slandered on the podcast.
Which, but no, it's because we're punching up because they are really successful and we know their games are good. It's just they can be kind of a bit lazy sometimes. I'd say
nicely put, Glenn.
Something people might find with Horizon is, and this sounds like a mad thing to say considering the game was always about robot dinosaurs, is this one feels a bit more far-fetched. But hear me out. It set up its own specific world, and suddenly that world has just gone off into a different direction.
I didn't feel it. It's a bit weird.
I imagine the third game, and there will be a third game, will tie all these things together and it will be incredible.
Yeah.
But it is, if you're already a big fan of Horizon, it does take a surprising step.
Press X to continue.
Okay, this is in Norway linked. I have to say this for legal reasons. This is in Norway linked to our fellow BBC Radio 4 show. But we have decided to call this week's feature Desert Island Games. Okay, so it's got nothing to do whatsoever with Radio 4's... Desert Island Discs.
Yeah, they're not affiliated.
Okay, non-affiliated. Okay, so just any solicitors listening, don't take it up with me. Take it up with the producer. Now, if you don't know the rules, it's really simple. You get to pick one game to take to your island and a console or a machine to play it on. You get one luxury item as well to take with you, and then access to either a website, a book or something else, all sort of gaming related. Let's start with this. Elsa, let's start with you.
Okay.
What would be your game? So this isn't necessarily the best game, but it's the game that you can get lost in on a desert island forever and ever until the day you die.
So this is a hard one for me. Because I know that which game,
I know
which assuming
one, yes,
I will go for, which would be Final Fantasy
VII. I'm assuming, I've sort of got notes ready.
My favourite game of all time. However, I've been thinking, you know.
Hello.
And I've been thinking about a game that you can make your own. With Final Fantasy VII, I love it. It's my favourite game ever. However, with The Sims, you can create new storylines completely yourself.
Yeah.
It could be, like, I still play The Sims 2 now, and that came out, what, in the early noughties? So I feel like I would pick The Sims, you know. You can literally just keep creating and creating and creating, and I don't think it would get boring because it's more like your own storyline.
Yeah, and also you can remember what life was like before you got on the desert island.
It's true.
You know.
I just build houses all day. I'll be fine on my desert island.
What would your luxury item be?
Clown painting.
Clown painting?
Yeah, from The Sims.
Glenn, you're going to have to explain the clown painting gag
for
non-Sims players.
It was the cheapest item, but it was basically the cheapest like piece of furniture you could have in your Sims house. And it was just a wretched picture of a clown that you could put up in your house. But it was a rubbish item to have.
It was, and I hate clowns, so...
So perfect for you.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, yeah, I'd only give it to residents who I hated.
Yeah.
If there was like a boy, I had this kid called Bernard, couldn't wait for him to get sent to military school. Covered his room in clown paintings. I hated him.
Poor Bernard.
What an insolent boy. Yeah. I hated him so much.
By the way, you get sent to military school if you neglect your child. So, like, he would have been taken away by social
Instead,
services.
I was coddling him with too many clown paintings.
So, no clown painting. You can't have that
no
as your luxury item. Poor Bernard. Bernard's in therapy.
You have no idea how annoying he was.
Yeah. So, what's your luxury item?
So, as a luxury item, would it be like food or could it be anything?
Yeah, I suppose we should probably keep to a sort of loose gaming theme.
No, I'm going to go with lip balm. Which is wouldn't be considered a luxury item, but like I am addicted to like
yeah, you've got to have moist lips to play The Sims. Of course you do.
Yeah.
And then what's your website? What's your gaming bible? Where are you getting your stuff? Your info from? It could be a social media account, maybe.
So I'm gonna go for Nay Saga, my friend Steph.
She
runs a company called Nay Saga, and they've just got loads of new people on board, and they basically review games and new movies and things like that. So I'm gonna. That will help me keep up to date.
Els's desert island sounding quite comfy over there, and good as well if you've got dry lips. Do you think, Els, that you've chosen The Sims? Do you think that's the game you've spent longest playing in your lifetime?
Yeah, 100%. And they also now tell you how many hours you've spent on it, so it's like a bit. It's when you first click on the game, it will tell you how many hours you've spent on it.
Are you sure you want to go back in?
Yeah. But you know what? It was with me. I actively don't play The Sims because if I get on a good storyline, I will be up until about 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So if I'm on a desert island, it's the perfect time for me to just flourish.
Glenn, what are you saying then? What's yours going to be?
I think as someone who really usually loves like storyline driven games, favorite games are, you know, The Witcher, Last of Us Part 2. I think it has to be a game that almost doesn't have an ending.
Yeah.
And probably some sort of management sim.
Don't steal mine.
So it would be something that takes ages, like Crusader Kings 3. Or for me, I guess like Two Point Hospital, Frostpunk, games where you just lose hours and hours and hours and hours. However, I'm going to say Stardew Valley. Stardew Valley was probably one of my favorite games from last year. It was my girlfriend's favorite game from the previous year when, in the midst of lockdown, she just said it was this... It just gave a real sort of sense of purpose. It was like a fun job that you could have every day, and there was a real sense of achievement. And a game like that has no end to it. And stuff like that would really, if you're stuck on a desert island, would make you think, well, I'm tending to crops in this barren wasteland.
So I feel like Stardew Valley is a game you can play on pretty much any console, any device.
Yeah.
You're basically running a farm. It's lovely.
With a storyline.
With a storyline as well. I feel like it got forgotten about a little bit because Animal Crossing came out.
But Stardew Valley is more of a rewarding game when fully played just on your own.
And your luxury item?
Luxury item would be a hotel reception bell, which I used to have when I would Twitch stream, because it meant whenever I finished a game, I'd ring the bell.
Yeah.
And so that would always give me a sense of like, okay, right, if I can ring that bell when I finish Stardew Valley. Now, Stardew Valley can never be completed, but it will always just be, it always just feels like it's on the horizon. So it's something to work towards.
So you'll have a bell. So just checking this now. So your luxury item on the desert island is a bell that you're never going to ring.
For a concierge who will never arrive.
Yeah. Lovely. You feeling all right today, Glenn?
No.
And what website? What's your gaming Bible that you could go to?
I don't know. There's loads of like sort of good news ones like Kotaku, Polygon and stuff like that. I think I would go with one called The Gamer, which just posts every day dozens of listicles of like top 10 video game protagonists we loved and 10 we hated. And I'm always sort of like, I'm not going to read that. I mean, I'm always like in the middle of the depths of it being like, yeah, I hated game from Siphon Filter. You're right.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, great. So I think for me, I've chosen the game that I've probably put most hours in. Stardew Valley probably isn't the one. What is the game you've probably spent longest play?
I mean, last year, Stardew Valley was the second most. The most was Warzone. Just playing Warzone with friends, I think. It would have to be that. I think collectively over my lifetime, probably Roller Coaster Tycoon or one of the old Pro Evo titles.
Yeah. So we have got Stardew Valley and The Sims so far. Inel, what are you saying?
If I'm stuck on a desert island and there's a chance I could be rescued, it's going to have to be Ring Fit Adventure on the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, don't.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be. I've got to stay fit.
Don't.
I've got to stay buff.
You could stay fit on a desert island without the ring.
There's
other
ways,
you've got an island to
run around. Outdoors.
Yeah.
You're outdoors.
Come on.
I didn't tell you how to utilize your games, guys. Yeah? It's how I want to live my life.
I just imagine
truth.
I now on a desert island where he has all the island to exercise on, but he chooses to go on a game.
Yeah. aren't half the Ring Fit games like collect coconuts and stuff? You can do this in reality.
Yeah. Okay. I know. Why?
Well, what's going on here?
Why
Ring? I'm hearing all of this coming from you, lot. Hey, else. You're talking about building houses. You can build houses on a desert island. How about that?
No, I can't. I don't have any utensils.
Yeah.
Where am I getting bricks from?
When did she learn to paint a clown?
Yeah.
I said I want to stay fit and healthy while playing a nice adventure RPG. Everyone's got beef.
Okay, fine. Hey, it's your choice.
What's
it's your
on?
Choice and you've
what's
chosen. That's fine. What's your luxury item going to be?
Mine would be surround sound headphones with unlimited battery.
More gubbins.
It's just gubbins.
More gubbins.
You need the gubbins.
Why don't you just listen to Ring Fit?
Yeah. and then what's your website of choice? What's your Bible?
I wasn't going to go for a website. I was going to go for a book.
Oh, what's your book?
I read a really cool book in a minute, Disrupting the Game by Reggie Fils-Aimé. Like really an inspirational book about, I guess, how Black Haitian kind of immigrant managed to rise to the top of Nintendo of America and was like responsible for some of Nintendo's biggest moments. I don't want to spoil the book too much, but like one of the major decisions that he made, which is detailed in the book, is that he wanted Wii Sports, which we put into the Hall of Game last week, as to be a pack-in title for the Wii. The Japanese side of Nintendo really didn't want it to be there. Like, we don't give away games. Like, we want people to pay for that. We want people to buy that separately. And he was the one that fought countlessly to kind of get it as a packing game, and now it's probably one of the best-selling sports games ever made.
Wow, what a decision. I love it, you know, when like history turns on like one person's like decision like that and the whole thing changes. Yeah. I love it.
I won't spoil the rest of the book, but there's some big decisions that he made and he had to kind of like stand tall on it against all of his superiors and they all panned out.
Yeah.
We're going to release Cyberpunk now. It's ready.
It's ready. Get it out there. Get it out there. Aynel, what is that Ring Fit? You've probably put, actually, you've put a lot of hours into Ring Fit, to be fair to you.
Yeah, it's probably the game that I've probably played the most out of every game I've ever played, I reckon.
That's why you're so buff, though, eh, pal? Come on.
Hey, come on.
So, if you look at the games that we've all chosen, they're all games without an end, really. Are the games you can kind of experience time and time again. Mm. Why do you think we've all chosen those types of games, guys? Is it the sort of game we could play if society didn't exist? If we didn't have lives and other stuff to do, these are the sorts of games we would play normally?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily the fact it doesn't have an end, because you could just say, oh, Gran Turismo, and you just do the same race over and over again. I think it's because of the variety within those games. And we've chosen games that have their own self-contained storylines that you yourself make. Like Els, for instance, with The Sims, you create those relationships with people based on your own actions, and that is never-ending. Same that you get with Crusader Kings or Football Manager. The relationships you have with your players and what clubs they go to, that's something that you dictate yourself and changes every single time you play. I feel exactly the same way about Stardew Valley. The relationships I had with the villagers changed, the layout of the farm changed, but also there's that sort of, I don't know, that sort of constant sort of engine throughout, which gives you that nice sort of gameplay loop, which itself is enjoyable as you play.
And I suppose that's what makes games different to movies or TV shows, right?
Yeah, it's what you make of it. That's what I always say to someone that's never played The Sims or similar games. It's what you make of it and the experience you want to have with the game.
Yeah, I've got an alter ego for Football Manager. I've got a football... So I don't... You know, like when you've got, you know, manager name, Stefan Powell. No. Don't ask me where this came from, right? But in my head, he's a 70-year-old... grizzled football veteran who's been around the block.
So Roy Hodgson.
Old school. I'm thinking Roy Hodgson, but his name, my character name in Football Manager, is Sir Maurice Silverwood, MBE.
MBE.
MBE. Right? I'm thinking he's Roy Hodgson.
Oh, he can't get fired.
Right? Sir Maurice has been with me since my first Championship Manager, which was 03, 04. No, actually, 01, 02. And he's been with me every Football Manager ever since.
Look at that.
Every time, same manager.
Turns up late to the meetings a bit.
Yeah. Is his title Sir or is his first name Sir Maurice?
Sir Maurice Silverwood MBE.
The MBE, what was the point of putting the MBE at the end if he's already a Sir?
Hey, look, I was...
That's like if he's got BA ons at the end.
I was young when I came up with Sir Maurice, but he's so a part of my sort of Football Manager experience now. So when you play The Sims, Els, do you create people that you know?
Yeah, you can make family members, you can make your crush if you've got a crush, and you can like get married in The Sims and stuff, which sounds creepy, but everyone does it. And I think if I was on a desert island, one thing I'd do is have whole generations of Sims. So I'd start with my Sim, they'd have kids, and you just see how far you can get down the generation.
Crusader Sims,
yeah. What other title that you can't play now are you going to miss? I mean, you're probably going to say Final Fantasy VII, are you, Els? Or is there another game you'd be
sad? I'm literally playing the songs in my head as you guys have been talking. I think that...
Els not listening to us. She's got...
Someone's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's for me. I think, I'd miss it. I even listen to the soundtrack on my phone. Like, if I'm ever anxious or when I'm flying, I don't like flying, I'm listening to the Final Fantasy VII soundtrack. So for me, it's like I'll click on the game and I'm just relaxed and I can properly escape from anything else that's going on in my life. So I think I would definitely miss Final Fantasy VII.
The way they remade the soundtrack as well, a couple of years ago, was incredible. Mm. So good.
It's actually turned me quite somber now, the thought of only playing Football Manager for the rest of eternity.
This cheer up. A friend of mine had Final Fantasy VII soundtrack at his wedding during the reception. He had all the orchestral
versions
playing.
I would do this.
It was so nice.
I've said I would get a live
orchestra. Oh, he's getting a divorce soon. Get in touch. Yeah. He'll do it for the...
Let's hear what our listeners have said about this, because we put it out on socials and we had lots of messages, people suggesting games that they would have on a desert island. Let's have a listen to Dave.
What game would I bring with me on a desert island? Well, that's easy. It'd be Rocket League. I mean, I've been playing it since launch back in 2015 and I still pretty much play it every night. I can't get enough of it. And, well, I haven't really improved my game since 2017, so the more time I've got on this desert island, the better, really. Might actually get good at it. They've got internet on this desert island, right? That's a given, right?
I'm not sure what it is, Dave. Rocket League is a great... If you could play Rocket League, it's a great show. It's a great
fun
game.
Great because it's maybe I'm wrong in saying this, but from my experience of it, it's a game that seems impossible to master. And I think that's where the fun comes in. But it's great fun. Football with cars. It's such a great idea.
We can give you maybe some hotspot Wi-Fi, Dave, as like your luxury item or something, just so you can play Rocket League. Do you like Rocket League? Have you played Rocket League, Ian? I know you've... So that would be quite similar to FIFA. So if you could play against other people, cool, but not against...
I've played it many a times with my community and stuff. It's a lot of fun, as I said, with people. If you're playing with the CPU, it's all right. But like when you're playing against other people and you're trash talking over the comms and stuff like that, it's a lot of fun.
I think that would be quite a fun one. Do you think else? Rocket
I think League? It was going to be one of the ones that I wouldn't play. It was between Call of Duty and Rocket League because I would get angry playing it.
Why is that?
Because it's an angry game. Like, how am I supposed to know where the ball's going to fall? And then they score and I get angry.
The stakes are quite low, though. I think that's what helps, because it is such a silly game.
Yeah.
But I never found Fall Guys frustrating. Whereas for some reason, there's something about Call of Duty because it looks a bit more like sincere and realistic. I feel like I take it really personally.
Yeah.
I nearly threw my controller through the screen because of Fall Guys. Loved it when it came out, right?
I loved it.
I never got a crown. So close so many times. I never got a crown. And, you know, I couldn't bring myself to go. But by the end, I couldn't do it to myself. I couldn't put myself through the emotional turmoil. Anyway, I'm over it. It's fine. Stuart Pearson suggested Breath of the Wild. Do you like that, Els? He says, trying to find all those Korok seeds would keep him happy. Mm-hmm. Andrew suggested Sim City. It's not the Sims, Sim City. Same sort of vibe.
Sim City would be great. Just planning a city, building it.
John got in touch. He suggested Red Dead Redemption 2. That's quite good.
Fair.
Big old whopping map for you to go and lots of bears to go and hunt and stuff. And Sam, similar theme from Sam, is GTA Vice City. So both Rockstar games. I'm not too sure about Vice City. A bit more linear.
Yeah, that's really surprised me that someone's put one really, really short one in there.
Yeah,
it's like if someone suggested The Order 1886 or like Heavy Rain or something like that.
Yeah, I did over half of Vice City on a plane from Bangkok.
See?
So what? I don't know how you'd get... Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'd get bored of Vice City.
Yeah. Sam, actually, go back and think about that again. Sam, and come back to us with some...
You and I now can go together and you can both think about each other.
Yeah.
Where's this beef today? What's going on?
We have a beef on this podcast because you picked Breath of the Wild instead of Ocarina of Time.
And we let the people decide and the people agreed with me.
Yeah, I feel like it was sabotage, though. You paid them off.
And, you know...
This has all gone very sour.
Yeah.
I haven't said a word in minutes. It's been terrifying.
I know. Clearly, Els is over it as well. You know?
Like you were Fall Guy.
That's what we... Let's not talk about it anymore, okay? John, Andrew, everybody who got in touch with us, Stuart, and sent their suggestions in, thank you very much. We love hearing from you. So please keep it up. You know what to do. Hashtag press X to continue. Oh, Inel, what have we got now?
Yeah, we got an email, bro.
We do.
Press X to continue at bbc.co.uk.
Inel's been saying that in his sleep.
Press X to continue.
Now, just before we finish up the podcast, obviously we've got to talk about the Hall of Game, but Els, what we've been doing this series is, as well as putting games in, so Wii Tennis, Wii Sports went in last week. It's too full in there. Final Fantasy VII was on the line. We had a listener, but the listener defended it, and it's still in there. But this week, because Inel is here, and actually, I didn't even think this would happen, it sort of fits thematically. Inel, Ring Fit Adventure.
It's not even a conversation, bro. So
it's on the bubble.
We're
going to have a vote whether or not Ring Fit Adventure stays in.
Ring Fit Adventure is one of the best-selling video games of the last 2 years. It's sold bucket loads. More than Elden Ring, more than all these other, all your favourites. Go check the stats. So that's a lot of people very happy with the game. I've seen very little negative press about Ring Fit Adventure, only that people really love it. It's a lot more tougher than they expected, and it's a great way of staying fit. Check the muscles. This is all Ring Fit. Now, what do you want to say about it?
Well, I'm saying that, you know, this is as you've said yourself, Final, you know, this is the collection of the greatest, most prestigious games ever made. So, you know,
exactly.
It is up there with the likes of Street Fighter 2, Halo 3, mm-hmm. World of Warcraft, Mass Effect 2, Monkey Island Adventure, Metal Gear Solid, Last of Us 2.
All right, then. Well, it looks like we might have to take out Metal Gear Solid, then.
Oh, come on. Don't be ridiculous.
You have to take out Metal Gear Solid?
I'm happy. I'll happily take out, like...
When was the last time you played it, Glenn? Exactly. Exactly, Glenn.
Oh, no, I know.
In 20 years.
I think it should stay.
Yeah, you want to keep it in there, you know, because it's your favourite game that you've got your nostalgia for. I'm saying Ring Fit Adventure is a fantastic game. Name me another fitness game that is better than this.
We've talked about this.
Name me another fitness game that you would put in the Hall of Game over this one. If you can't think of one, then why are you taking this one out?
We've talked about it. Get Buff with Mel B.
You've not played it, Steph. You can't vote on it.
Get Buff with Mel B. Right.
You've not played Get Buff with Mel B, so you can't even speak on it. Right. I've played it.
Okay. We're going to vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Els, are you keeping Ring Fit Adventure?
Go on, think this one through.
Is Wii Sports in the Hall of Game? Wii Sports is in it. It went in last week.
Okay. Okay.
So Ring Fit Adventure, yes or no, Els?
See, I like Ring Fit Adventure. I don't like it on a desert island. It does, no.
It's got nothing to do with this, though.
I know, but I'm just clarifying that before I give my answer. I do like Ring Fit. I think it's good. It is way harder, as you said, to play than I thought. But I don't think it should be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, right. Hall of Game. Els is a no from Els.
I think it's a very unique game. I hope eventually it will pave a way for people to make games in other sort of contexts and ones that don't just require just a regular controller. And I think the fact that, as Anil said, you know, it helps you keep fit. Gav Murphy said exactly the same thing, that it really helped him as well.
Yeah.
I think for that reason, I really firmly think it should stay in the Hall of Game.
Okay. We'll come to my vote now. I actually agree with Glenn. I think he should stay in the Hall of Game.
Woo.
But I'm glad we've made you sweat it out, Anil.
I wasn't sweating.
You weren't sweating. Don't lie.
I was only going to be disappointed if you checked it out.
I've just had a message from Micah, a producer, just saying boo, by the way.
What? Did they agree with
you? Agreed with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know, just saying, you know, you remember that.
I remember that. Hold on. How about we put one of your games on the line?
I'm up for it. Next week,
Come on, let's put it on the line.
That's fine. I'm happy with that. But look, you know, we've got to spring clean. We've got to tidy up the Hall of Game. We all agree that. Okay,
I'm just saying, so we've got a couple games sitting pretty in the Hall of Game, and I'm looking at a couple of the games.
He's
in
looking
there.
At them, right? Anyway, look, you've had your day today. Okay, it stays in the Hall of Game, Ring Fit Adventure. Congratulations,
Next
done.
Week, I'm putting out one of your favourites.
I'm excited for it. I'm ready for the challenge, and remember that I voted yours in.
Well, thanks for sticking with us, you XC beasts. We'll see you on Tuesday, the next episode of Press X to continue.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today. Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call. Text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.